Tens of thousands of people have turned out in Papua New Guinea to greet the arrival of a book. But not just any book, it's a rare first edition of the King James Version of the Bible, donated by an American and brought with great fanfare to PNG. While the faithful rejoiced, some were questioning the cost of sending five politicians to escort the Bible. PNG correspondent Liam Cochran. Jesus, oh,
beautiful soul. It was the full rock star treatment for this 404-year-old Bible. Around 20,000 Christians waited at Port Moresby's International Airport for a large leather-bound book to emerge from the aeroplane on the tarmac.
That's the Bible. Hallelujah! Let the drums roll! Hey!
Five politicians and about 30 religious leaders travelled to Indiana in the United States to accept the first edition King James Version Bible. It was donated by American Dr. Gene Hood, a man who sent more than a million Bibles to Russia and funded Christian radio stations and missionary work in Papua New Guinea. Just days after handing over the Bible, Dr. Hood died at the age of 77. The trip to collect the rare first edition, first issue Bible, printed in 1611, was led by the Speaker of PNG's Parliament, Theodore Zurinok.
It is one of the only five copies that are believed to be in existence in the world today.
Other sources would suggest it isn't quite that rare. An American scholar has documented 169 known first editions and believes as many as 680 could still exist. But it is still a precious piece of history and was presented to PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill as a national treasure on the eve of Papua New Guinea's 40th anniversary of independence from Australia.
Receiving this Bible today adds to the sense of significance as we define our nation.
The frenzy over this Bible is part of a wider effort by some in government to strengthen the role of Christianity as a central part of the nation and move away from its tribal past. In 2013, traditional wooden carvings were removed from Parliament to be replaced in the future with a statue that will represent a more modern, more Christian PNG. Speaker of Parliament Theodore Zurinok issued a broad warning for anyone who dared question the cultural shift or the government of the day.
That certain institutions in the media fraternity of our nation seem to be either ignorant or deliberately promoting negative ideas. And they fail the basic practice of moral responsibility. They seem to promote disunity and concentrate on one of their favorite agenda, and that is to provoke hatred for leadership in our people's minds and hearts.
John Pasker is the General Secretary of the PNG Trade Union Congress and sees a danger in bringing religion into politics.
It's crazy, and he should know, as a speaker, he should know his constitution very well. And so what is it? It's abused his position, it's abused power, and it's a referable matter, as far as I'm concerned, to the Ombudsman Commission for a Leadership Tribunal to address.
The cost of the trip to collect the Bible has not been made public. Parliamentary Speaker Theodore Zurinok says the PNG delegation met with government officials in Indiana, but the US Embassy in Port Moresby declined to comment. Regardless of the controversy, the first edition King James Bible will soon take pride of place in PNG's Parliament. This is Liam Cochran reporting for PM in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea.